Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show. And I really feel so much compassion, as many of us do, about what's going on in Ukraine. And I think it's important that we reach out to anyone we know that is affected with their family there, people that are suffering. And I just want to thank, I have Dr. A here, who wants to remain anonymous, but one of my colleagues here that I reached out to and we spoke last week. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Dr. Denise. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I want to just say, I have candles lit. It's Friday night. You and I both had a week with patients. We're both mothers. I just wanted to give you a chance to sort of speak from your perspective and any wishes and what a little bit about why we wanted to do this show tonight.
Sure. Well, it has been a hard week for those of us from the Ukraine and the Ukrainian descendants, especially people who still have relatives back there in the homeland. And it's been hard. It's been heart-wrenching, but also, you know, seeing the strength of my people, it gives me some glimmer of hope. Ukrainians have always been known as strong, stoic people. And this kind of shows this, you know, they are defending their home. They, no questions, no issues. They asked for males 15 to 60 to please stay behind and help. And there's elder people, like some of my relatives, that have decided they're not leaving either. And one of the older cousins has said, he's in his 70s, he said, "I can still shoot, so I will still shoot." I praise the Lord that right now they're still safe, but we have tried to invite them to come over to get them out of there, but they have refused. Now, it's not only the males 16 to 60 that have refused to leave. We've all heard many stories about young ladies and women and mothers that send the kids away, but they stay there. It's Ukrainians love their country. It's important to them. And I think they will do the best they can. And if they don't win right now, they will be a pain in the Russians' backside. They have proven to do that before. And that's the other thing. Ukrainians do have a sense of humor. And I think we've all heard stories about little old farmers stealing, not tanks, but armored vehicles. We have seen grandmas offering sunflower seeds to the soldiers and then giving them a really cutting line with that. Ukrainians also not everybody, of course, but most Ukrainians also have a big heart. And I have seen pictures today of young people taking care of the captured Russian soldiers, offering them tea, offering them bread. And there was a young lady that even offered her cell phone so this soldier could call his mom. So I think,
oh my goodness,
yeah, it's
that level of compassion. I'm hearing compassion, humanity, peace, strength, courage. I'm just listening to everything you're saying.
So
I'm also sending you deep compassion for your family, for all the people of Ukraine. Much respect for the government. And I also want you to know, I reached out, just like you mentioned, the Ukrainian people, you know, letting the Russian soldier use the phone. I reached out to some friends that are here in the neighborhood that are from Russia. And they said, "We do not want this war. We don't agree with it." So I think the other part about this, because I know the United States, in our own country, we've been having so much divisiveness. And I think the spirit of Ukraine. It's so unimaginable, the tragedy that this is happening. But just watching President Zelensky and his wife and your people, like your family, talk about unity. I mean, I want everyone to be safe, but I'm taken back by all the love and the unity that I'm seeing.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is not the first time that the Ukrainians have been under siege, and they have, you know, it's something that they've dealt with before and probably will deal with it again, but they have learned that instead of violence, there's other ways, and there's, you know, the enemy is also human. The enemy is not somebody that you just go out and kill. So they do feel sorry for these young men and women that are forced basically to perform something that's most likely against their will, because, and most Ukrainians will be mad at me for saying this, even though Ukrainians and Russians, they are very close. They are very similar people. They are brothers and sisters to each other. So the true Ukrainians, you know, we do not want to see young people die on either side just for the sake of a madman that thinks that, you know, he can just invade any country, do whatever he wants. So, like you said, many, many Russians are against this. I have seen pictures of many protests in Moscow and in other towns and cities all over Russia, all over Belarus. So this gives me hope that people will stand up and, you know, unite as one people and stand against this guy. He who should not be mentioned.
Yes. I also want to just, you know, appreciate you, you know, as a doctor, and you've been, this is for all of humanity. I feel like humanity prior to this attack on Ukraine, and also just, I think it's an attack on humanity and democracy. This can be any peaceful nation this can happen to, but I feel like as a collective, I think we're also really tired. You've been on the front lines fighting the pandemic. So maybe we're just, how are you processing this as a doctor and as a mother and having your homeland? It's a lot. Isn't it a lot?
It is a lot, you know. Like you said, I have been on the front lines with a pandemic. You know, I have to thank actually the nurses that I work with, because they are the ones that have taken most of the brunt. We have been there, but they have worked, if we worked hard, they have worked 10 times harder than we have. And, you know, to hear that people are being mean to the nurses and not giving them their true value, that hurts, because those men and women, you know, those are the foot soldiers of the pandemic. And then as a mother, having to see my child grow up in this, and having to, you know, explain to her that, unfortunately, my child is half American, so having to explain to her, yes, your homeland is, you know, you've never been there yet, but your homeland is being attacked. It's hard for her. She cannot imagine something like that. And it, unfortunately, I think many of the young people over there, children her age, for them, it's hard to, you know. I think of the little babies born in the subway, of the children that the teachers are still teaching under all the stress, you know. There are pictures of teachers just sitting there in the subways, going on with their classes. And life keeps going on. Little babies are born. People are setting up all kinds of emergency medical equipment. So I think with the pandemic and with this, I think we have shown that humanity has moved forward, because in the past, something like this would have been met with violence, with anger. But now I can see people are moving forward with strength, with courage, and they are respecting each other. So that gives me a glimmer of hope.
And what are you, from being so far away and just hearing updates from your relatives afar, are there things, and I know we're not discussing like where you live and we're just protecting your anonymity and your family, but what would you say to one of your patients? Or I know what some things I would say, but I'd love to hear your advice of what you think people can do from afar. Some, maybe we can give some different tips and tools, because sometimes it just weighs on you just to see the suffering, but then to have a way to reach out and help. What are some of the things you are doing for your own health and well-being, and what do you recommend others to do?
Well, first of all, pray to whatever higher power you believe in. Pray that peace, excuse me, peace will prevail. There are some valid, excuse me, some valid donation sites where if you're inclined, you can donate money or supplies. I would advise be very careful with these, you know, make sure that these are legal and that it will go to the people, because you in times like this, there's a lot of people that come up with a website, oh, let's save the Ukraine, let's, you know, help for the Ukraine and all kinds of beautiful names, and that money never reaches the people. So if you feel inclined to donate, please be very careful. Please find the real legal places like the Red Cross, you know, the different churches. Those would be the, you know, synagogues, temples. Those would be the places where I would say if they are having any drives to help out. The other thing I would say is be prepared. If we have any refugees coming over, if you can open your doors for them, you know, I know we have our doors open. If anybody, family or no family, if there's any need, we will be accommodating people if they come over. I haven't heard anything like that yet, but there's all, you know, in times of war, there's always refugees going all over the place. So if any decide to come here, please be kind, and, you know, if you cannot open your door, at least help out. Those are a few things that I can say. Yeah.
And are you going to get some of the rest you might need? I think sometimes doctors and, you know, we lead from the heart, but sometimes we don't often get the rest we need when we are, you know, day in and day out with patients. I hope this weekend, you know, not only do you get updates that your family's safe, but that you get some rest that you need.
Well, I will get some rest in the upcoming weeks. I do have my family and my American family and I are getting together for my father-in-law's 80th birthday. So that's going to be very nice, you know, to see everybody and spend some time with the family. So I am looking forward to that. I am taking some time away from clinical medicine. I'm still doing some clinical medicine, but I am taking some time away, and I'm doing some more research currently. But I am, still seeing my patients on almost every other day, or at least 3 days per week. But I am finding some rest. I am, excuse me, finding time with my family, because family is the most important thing, you know, everything else is secondary, and trying to keep my fingers crossed and my knees on the floor and praying for peace over there and peace over here, because like you said earlier, Dr. Denise, we are seeing a lot of division here in the country itself, you know, with the whole pandemic and people's opinions not merging with each other, and people being really hateful to each other. We have to remember that we are in this together, all of us. So we should not be fighting each other. We should be working the common ground and going from there. So,
absolutely. Well, I want to just also just thank you for your heart energy and your love. I know that you and I just reconnected with a great talk a little over a week ago. And I want to thank you watching over, you know, from a distance, our social media feeds, and you really mean what you say. And I think that's something I would hope for humanity when we're saying we're praying for peace and we're praying for compassion, it's nice to have our words, thoughts, and actions match up, and they can be in small ways. So there was a time when you saw something I was going through. I don't need to give power to that right now, but you reached out to me and you said, if you and your son need to come or be with my family, I mean that the door's open. And that kind of character, that kind of courage, that kindness that we can offer one another, I just feel like that's where the money's at. It's just leading with the heart and really following up with your word. So I know also you had a busy work week, and I wanted to make sure I was honoring that this was going to be helpful. So are there any other parting words that you want to say for the people of Ukraine or for humanity before we wrap up?
Be kind to each other. We are all in this together, you know. We have a lot of other issues going around for everybody. We should not be divided. We should be united with this. We should respect each other's individuality. We should respect each other's cultures. And don't be greedy. There's not enough time in life to be greedy. Enjoy what you have. Share with others. If you have two of something, give one to somebody else. Open your doors for people. You know, get to know somebody that you may not get to, you know, that in your daily life you would not associate with. Sit down and have a talk with them. You may be amazed what you learn. You know, a homeless person, if you don't want to give money, that's great, that's okay. Give them a meal. They will appreciate it. Ask them. You don't know what they will tell you. You don't know what lesson you will learn. Basically, again, be kind to each other. That's my parting words for that.
Well, thank you for this time on a Friday night, and I'm sending you, your family, all your relatives in Ukraine, and also just anyone listening, thank you for your inspiration on kindness and all that you do on the front lines. And I know that you love to give credit to others, so I know I won't tell you to say too many more compliments to you. So thank you. I'm putting my hand on my heart. I have a candle lit. I'm going to launch the show right now, and I just want to say thank you, and I will be checking in on you. And everyone, I'm sending you peace, love, kindness, unity, and we're all in this together. We're all one humanity. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Do I do anything, Denise?